Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone of WCBI Sports. Now, get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone here with you on a Thursday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. If you're not in Brupolo, if you're not in Starkville, place to go is strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Get it delivered right to your door, strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that
beef,
it is what's for dinner. I did have my burger yesterday. It was outstanding.
It was good.
It's the best burger in Mississippi, in my opinion. In my humble opinion.
Okay.
That's where I would go. If you said, we're going to get a cheeseburger, we can go anywhere you want. That's where we're going to go, is Ed's Burger Joint down in Hattiesburg. But, well, hey, what's your favorite burger joint? You're never too far from a great burger or a great steak. Wherever you are in the state of Mississippi, we've got them everywhere. And we encourage you to go visit these great local institutions and enjoy dinner tonight or this weekend or whenever you can. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com. That's the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. Everything Mississippi State is at College Corner. The logos that you want, the state script, the interlocking, the M over S, it's all right there at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, original by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only are they going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now, more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. Talk to the good folks at Priority One Bank, bankers that know you by name, not just by your account number. Bankers that treat you with respect, they give you a level of service you're only going to get at Priority One Bank. If you live in Central Mississippi, you live near a Priority One Bank location, let Priority One Bank make you their priority. I think this may be the first time we've had the branding going here. Yeah, I got mine. I got yours. You got yours.
Yeah.
And we look professional today for a change.
Yeah.
Both of us. A little later in the show, we're going to do a thought experiment.
That's what we're calling it?
That's what we're going to call it, yeah. Okay. We're going to look at the SEC in football, and without having the schedules up, because we start our SEC previews next week, no schedule, no nothing, I'm just going to say the team's name, and you're going to say what we think their record's going to be at the end of the year. Complete gut feeling.
Not looking at the games.
Looking at nothing.
Just
the name of the team.
Name, number.
Exactly. So we'll do that a little later in the show. But we got to start with baseball. And I don't necessarily, know if the idea of things lining up for Mississippi State is the right way to look at this. But from a Texas A&M standpoint, they got some news today that their best remaining starting pitcher, Aiden Sims, is going to be out for this series. Said he had, from a quote from their head coach, Michael Early, he had some tightness and he needs some rest. We need to make sure he's ready for the long haul. They have announced their rotation. They're going to go with left-hander Ethan Darden on Thursday, and then they are TBA Friday, Saturday. State, to my knowledge, has not announced the rotation yet.
They haven't.
From what O'Connor told me on Monday, if McPherson is okay with the ankle, it's going to be Valinkas, Stone, McPherson. The things are, again, I don't like to say lining up. I don't like to say that. State pumped up a point in the RPI yesterday, moved up to 11th. So they're in a pretty good spot. Texas A&M is right in front of them at 10. Obviously, wins this weekend would be of the quad one variety, so they'll help a lot. And if the losses are of the quad one variety, they don't hurt a lot. So that's good news for Mississippi State. Looking at the RPI real quick, Auburn actually went up last night despite losing to Jacksonville State. The reason they went up to number two, the reason being that Georgia Tech, lost as well.
Who'd they lose to?
They lost to Mercer.
Whoa.
So kind of interesting, two teams that we were talking about, like Mississippi State should probably get them on the schedule. Maybe not.
Maybe
Mercer is a good baseball program. They've been to Starkville a few times for regionals.
They're on the edge of the tournament bubble, aren't they?
Well, they're 34th in the RPI. I don't know the Southern Conference standings off the top of my head, but 34th in the RPI. They're probably gonna get in. Jacksonville State is definitely going to get in. They're 28 in the RPI. They are 41-11 this year with 7 quad one wins. That's a pretty good number. So here's your top. We'll say the top 16. Okay. UCLA, Auburn is up to 2. Georgia Tech down to 3. Texas 4. North Carolina 5. Bama 6. Florida State 7. USC 8th. I still don't understand how USC is 8th with no quad one wins. None.
They have 0.
0. 0 and 8. Oh, they're 11-1 quad
swept,
2.
They got swept by UCLA, right?
Yes, they did.
Wow.
Southern Miss is at 9. Southern Miss on the precipice of a Sun Belt championship and possibly being like a top 8 seed. They could get there. Texas A&M is 10. State is at 11. Florida is at 12. Ole Miss is at 13. Nebraska 14. Georgia's at 15, but they'll be a top 5 seed.
Yeah.
As the SEC champion. The 16 seed or the 16 RPI team right this second is Wake Forest, who I have seen, I saw a projection, I think, with them in the Starkville Regional. So that would be a tough one for Mississippi State. Ole Miss's situation is very easy. If they win their series this weekend, they're going to host. I don't think Ole Miss can get into the top 8, but they will certainly be a host. Southern Miss, we're going to stay in state. If they sweep, Southern Miss is going to host even if they go, as long as they win this series this weekend. I don't think they can drop all the way out. So if they win their series, they're fine. If they sweep, they're going to have a chance to be the national seed, especially if they win the Sun Belt. They're a game back of Coastal Carolina. For Mississippi State, it feels like a win and you have sealed up the Starkville Regional, and a second win would give you a potential chance to be one of the top 8. That would be 17 SEC wins.
Is that including Governor's Cup? Wait.
No. That would not include the Governor's Cup. 17 wins plus the Governor's Cup. Plus, you have
they're 15-12 right now.
15-12.
So yeah, one win would 16.
16-14 would
they
be
win
your final.
The series would be 16.
No, 17.
17.
17-13.
The Governor's Cup would make it 18.
Would make give you technically give you 18.
Well, RPI is really the only thing that matters in seeding.
Right. Well, I mean, you say that
obviously besides like being champ or whatever.
Well, you say that, but like these are still human beings, and they just make their own decisions at the end of the day. So. Let's look at the D1 baseball bracket projections from yesterday. I've got them here somewhere.
I think they said that they were
here. It is
10.
So here's we'll just go through the whole bracket here, but we'll start with Starkville. They have Mississippi State as the 12 seed. The Starkville Regional, 12 Mississippi State with Oklahoma State as the 2 seed, NC State as the 3 seed, Southeastern Louisiana as the 4. Paired with the Chapel Hill Regional, no other SEC team on the other side of that. North Carolina is the 5 seed. UC Santa Barbara is the 2. 3 seed is Liberty, and the 4 seed is Campbell. Real quick, look at over the bracket where the SEC teams are. Oregon and the Oregon Regional, the Eugene Oregon Regional. There's 2 Oregon Regionals, one Oregon and one Oregon State. So Oregon hosting with Arkansas as the 2 seed there. Tennessee is the 2 seed in the Atlanta Regional. That would be a really tough draw for the Volunteers to go have to go play Georgia Tech, but so be it. Ole Miss not hosting as of this moment, according to D1. They've got them as the 2 seed in Corvallis, headed to Oregon State. That regional is paired with Athens, so the winner would go play the Georgia Bulldogs. Auburn is the 4 seed nationally, set up to host a super regional. We mentioned North Carolina as the 5 seed. Texas is the 6 seed. They're paired with Tallahassee, where Kentucky is the 3 seed. Tuscaloosa, Alabama, the Crimson Tide have bumped over to the other side of the bracket. They're now set to be a super regional host. If they win their series against Ole Miss, they will lock that up and knock Ole Miss out of hosting. So I'm not saying Roll Tide, but you get what I'm saying. They're the 1 seed, obviously, in the Tuscaloosa regional. They're paired with an SEC team. They're paired with Gainesville. The Florida Gators are the 10 seed. That's where Wake Forest is in this projection. Almost certainly the Gators will host, barring a meltdown this weekend. They play LSU. Yeah. They're at LSU. They should be okay. Assuming they get 2 out of 3, They have 15 quad one wins. That's the second most of anybody in contention to host right this second. And then to wrap things up, the 8-9, Texas A&M is currently the 8. So we'll see how that pans out, obviously, with Mississippi State. They are paired with Hattiesburg and the Southern Miss Regional, which where Oklahoma is the 2 seed. So as Coach Christian Ostrander continues to remind us, they will get an SEC team to Hattiesburg.
Oh, 1,000%.
Come hell or high water.
Did they have one last year? I don't think so.
Last year, the Hattiesburg Regional? I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
What's the meaning? Now you're making. See, when you do stuff like that, I have to look it up. I have to know.
Well, because I remember when they beat, they run ruled Alabama this year. Everyone was.
They did have Alabama.
They're crap.
They had Alabama
last year.
Yeah, I'm almost positive. Oh, Hattiesburg. I was there yesterday. Yes, they had Alabama. So yeah.
Yeah.
The Hattiesburg Regional last year was Southern Miss, Alabama, Miami, and Columbia, and of course Miami won that. So I will never forget that because Vanderbilt was the one seed. Hattiesburg was paired with them, and Vandy went out 2-Q, I think, and it was like, oh wow, USM's going to get a super, and they didn't. So there you go. That's not a bad draw for Mississippi State. The 5-12. You know, North Carolina's a good team, don't get me wrong. Oklahoma State's a pretty good team. NC State, they've been kind of up and down this year. But if that's it, where you end up being. I think, if State wins two, I think they would have to jump Texas A&M.
Yeah, I think so too.
And then just looking at the rest of the regionals, do they jump Florida? Florida, at that point, has more quad one wins, but they also have 3 quad four losses. And State doesn't have any. State has no bad losses whatsoever. Florida has technically 4 of the bad loss variety. So does State jump Florida? I don't know the answer. I think they would. And I think they would have to jump Southern Miss as well.
I think so, too. Well, the head-to-head, too. I guess.
Well, they split.
Split.
But yeah, the head-to-head, like, it was close in Hattiesburg. State run-ruled them
at
Starkville.
I agree.
So I don't know. So could State get to – if State takes 2 out of 3, do they end up as the 8? I don't know the answer to that question.
They would definitely be, 8 of the 9 at that point if they win the series at A&M.
So A&M, from a pitching standpoint, A&M's not a good pitching team regardless, right? Their ERA as a team is almost 5. And now they're down, a number of starters here. Again, I don't like to say.
He was saying this before the show, guys.
I was.
He doesn't want to say it, but.
It just feels. And look, I don't know. I don't pretend to understand how Warren Nolan, who does RPI, does their analytics and makes their predictions. But for the past 2 weeks, they've had this predicted as Mississippi State sweeps this series.
I don't think they're going to sweep.
I don't think so either. But for the record, last week, Warren Nolan's analytics had Auburn taking 2 out of 3. So, I wish I could go back and see what the predicted RPI or what the predicted results were. Like at the beginning of the season for this team, can I? No, it's just a box score. I wish I could go back and see what that was, but he was right on the money last week. I say he like it's a dude named Warren just sitting there. We'll see if it happens. But from a pitching standpoint, State is in a much better position than Texas A&M is. I'm kind of loath to say it. You understand.
You want to say it, but you don't want to.
I don't want to be called out for any jinxing or anything of that nature. Yeah. But
I get what you're saying. They're down 2. They're starting guys.
Yeah.
I mean, that's.
And there's the other part of this, Carlo, is this team's just been better on the road.
Yeah.
If they win this series, they'll be 10-5 on the road this year.
And then they're 7-8 at home.
Right. That's normally if you're saying that team was 10-5 on the road, you're talking about a team that went like 23-7, 22-8. Easily winning the conference. Instead, they're going to finish like 4th or 5th because they could not take care of their business at home. Oh, my God.
They are a much better.
Sometimes I just see things and I have to react. And if this is real, Dunkin' Donuts now launching a 48-ounce drink. You just get a bucket of coffee.
Oh,
not
geez.
Good.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of sugar.
That's a lot to consume.
That's a lot of diabetes happening.
Diabetes.
Diabetes. Wilford Brimley sees that and he's just like,
Would you just like drink it like an urn?
Well, it's got a straw in it. 48 ounces. It's on Twitter. Dan Wolkin just retweeted it. America, he says, America has our problems, but we remain elite at inventing new ways to stuff 1,000 calories into a drink.
Yeah.
That's easily.
Eat that and a crumble cookie and, oh, man.
Oh, if you eat a whole crumble cookie?
And have one of those? All your calories for...
That's more than your calories for the day. Yeah. You need to exercise to burn a little there.
Yeah.
Yeah, eating a whole crumble cookie is a terrible idea.
I don't like those.
Oh, I like them. That's the problem.
I don't like them.
So, you know, but
too much.
But the idea, what I don't like about crumble cookies is I don't like the idea of I have to cut this thing into like four pieces and just eat a quarter of a cookie. If I eat a cookie, I just want to eat the cookie.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you get a Chips Ahoy and you get a cookie, or you get an Oreo and you just eat the
cookie.
You
would never cut an Oreo.
I would never cut an Oreo in half.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, anyway, getting back to baseball. I just got on a tangent when I saw this. I was like,
time is around lunchtime, Brian. We're all
just ate lunch. I'm good. I ate lunch. Yeah. I'm fine. I'm good. State, there's just, like I said, there's just a lot working in State's favor. All right, this pitching matchup apparently is going to really skew towards Mississippi State. A&M, just not sure how much depth they're really going to have in their bullpen. What has A&M done the past few weeks? I haven't looked. I know they lost the series last weekend to Ole Miss.
They won four before that.
No, they lost the series to Auburn the week before that.
Okay, and then before that.
Did they do that? Yes.
Yeah.
They took two out of three from Florida. They swept LSU. They swept Texas, but that game was one game was canceled.
Two games, yeah.
They got two games, and then they took two out of three from Vandy. So they had been playing pretty well prior to these last 2 weeks, and you know, and that series at Auburn, they lost at home. So there's just some things working in Mississippi State's favor. If they can find a way to win two games, I firmly believe 17-13 in the SEC is enough to host a super regional. You're probably the 8 seed, which means if you really want to extend and look ahead, it means you're playing UCLA first game in Omaha if chalk holds up.
Oh yeah.
Just get them right off the bat. That I'm a big fan of that, though, and I'll tell you why. If you beat the 1 seed, you become the 1 seed.
Yeah.
Like, now you've got the advantage. You've got, you know, we're obviously projecting
way ahead here.
Coach O'Connor would be very mad at us. Like, we're not one game at a time in it here. But, yeah, when you beat the 1, you become the 1. Is how I've always looked at that in these kind of tournaments. So, State, as we mentioned, currently 7th in the SEC, which means they would play the winner of, I believe we determined it was the 12-13 game, the Kentucky Vanderbilt
game. For the SEC tournament?
Yeah. So if everything were to hold where they are this weekend, which I don't think it can, but because if State were to win the series with Texas A&M, they'd get ahead of them. They would be 17-13, and A&M would be 17-12 because they do have the game they miss with Texas. But they would play. Be interesting. They'd play the winner of Kentucky Vanderbilt, a team that State swept and a team that State has not played this year. So, long way to go. Lots still to figure out. But I would say this because I know that State fans are down after last weekend. I think coming into this series, you should feel as good about it as you possibly can. I'm not saying that State's going to win this series. I'm not saying State's not going to get swept. They very well could. They've been inconsistent this year. They've been up and down. You've seen as many games as I have. There are some games where they look like the best team in the country. And there are some games where, like, how do these bums do anything? You know, I mean, if I took... You got
both that last weekend.
Well, I mean, you think about the two weekends that they had of Vanderbilt and Ole Miss. You're like, I came out of that. I remember leaving Oxford thinking, this is a real national championship competitive team.
I was there. I was there.
We were there. And then the next 2 weeks, they completely fell apart. And then they sweep LSU and they sweep South Carolina. I'm like, you know, I knew LSU and South Carolina weren't good teams. So I was thinking, okay, maybe they're good. And this team is good enough that if they get some breaks, they can make a good run to Omaha. And then you lose to Texas and you lose to Auburn. And you're like, they really can't go toe-to-toe with they're up and down. They're just up and down. So that being said, they've had two straight weekends of down.
So get back up.
The trends.
I'm not saying it, but I'm saying it.
Carlos said that. I didn't say anything.
I didn't
say anything.
You didn't say anything. Yes, I said something, but I didn't say anything when I said something, if that makes sense.
So you said it without saying it?
but I didn't. But it's really up to your interpretation of what I was saying. But I'm saying it.
Okay.
You know, up and down. Here we
Yeah,
are.
we're not saying anything.
Down. You know, I'm not saying anything, but
You bend
just
down,
look
you
at
get
the
back
trend.
up.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe they'll get back up this weekend. So Mississippi State, Texas A&M. It's 6 p.m. Thursday, 6 p.m. 6 p.m. Friday, and 11 a.m. an early one
Oh, jeez.
on Saturday. We'll get it over with.
Yeah, rip the Band-Aid off.
Exactly. Call it a day. All right, let's get into this thought. Do you have a cold?
No, my nose
Are you
is
just doing
my
a lot of
issue.
cocaine? What's going on over there?
That part. No, that's a joke. I'm joking here. My nose is really itchy. I don't know why. Just a
You've been hanging around like
I
a
have pollen outside.
yeah. That is a problem here in this great state of ours. Is
I need
pollen.
to take some allergy meds,
You
but
guess you could leave some Benadryl.
I'm fine. Brian, let's go.
Now, I've made you self-conscious of it now, haven't I?
No, I realize I've been doing it, but it's
You've been
just,
doing it the whole show. I'm like,
dude, it's itchy. I don't know
have
why.
you ever seen Scarface?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
Don't
You know?
grab your pen.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you're good. Well, where's my sheet? Oh, it's on the floor.
Oh, I thought I got away with it.
Got it right here.
I love when you ask if I know something and then just click it and you're like looking at me like, yeah, I'm gonna put the pen down.
You know? Do you know what? Do you know what that is? No, you don't know. All right. So let's go to our thought exercise here. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District, the place to find smokes and the soul food, and the Older Brother, the place, the home of the fancy sandwich. I haven't been to Little Brother in a few weeks. I think the last time I went was with you. We need to go hit that up again soon. You and I need to do. We need to go get some lunch.
That was the right before the Georgia series.
It was. So let's let this. We're not going to go this week. We'll go next week.
Yeah,
We'll go next week. If you
okay.
don't go to Hoover or whatever, we'll figure that out. Anyway, if you want to enjoy a fantastic sandwich, the Older Brother is the place to get it. They have my favorite sandwich in town, the Crook Monsieur over there. They have what I think is one of the best burgers in town. They have the best fries in town. Their fries are the S-tier fry in the city of Starkville. There's not a better one to be had. If you want to enjoy a fun lunch, a place that's different, a place that's very Starkville, go check it out at the Older Brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for over 50 years. Do you need technology for your business? Do you need a new copier, a new printer, new laptops, new computers? Call my friends at Advantage Business Systems. They'll get you taken care of, and they'll get you taken care of long after the sale is made. Service after the sale is what differentiates a good business from a great business. And that's what Advantage Business Systems is. And you know that because they've had the doors open for 50 years. 601-362-9192 or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon and Co. is the place to go. Are you looking for great Mississippi State gear? Stuff you can't find anywhere else? Nobody with a bigger or better selection in the Golden Triangle than my friends over at Maroon and Co. Everything Mississippi State. If you just graduated, first off, congratulations.
Congrats
Secondly,
to all them.
yeah, congrats to them. Go by Maroon and Co. to get the MSU gear before you head home and head out into the workforce. You can get that MSU polo at Maroon and Co. Use our promo code too. As you're a grad, you got to save a little money, you know, with starting salaries, inflation. I get it. We're going to save you a little bit of money, 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Let us take care of you at Maroon and Co. Maroon and Co. here in Starkville is the place for the Mississippi State gear that you are looking for. Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden. I was around a lot of John Deere green yesterday, and I came to a conclusion. You need to have some of that if you're trying to mow your grass. Oh, yeah. No. They're competitors. Don't put that down. Don't do
I
that.
don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Careful. So, if you're in North Mississippi, go see my friends at Scruggs and get some John Deere green working for you. All the tractors are on special right now. 0% financing available for as long as 84 months. Guys, it is May 13th as we're recording of 2026. 0% financing until May 13th of 2033.
Oh, wow.
But when I say it like that, it makes a difference, right? No bank is going to give you that kind of loan, I promise you. So go see our friends at Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden if you need a new tractor, a new zero-turn mower, a new gator, whatever it is. Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden, Saltillo, they have what you want for less. If you're a landowner in the state of Mississippi, A, you need to go get some John Deere from our friends at Scruggs. But B, and more importantly, you need to talk to our friends at Good Hope Land and Timber. If you're a landowner and you're trying to figure out how's the best way to manage your land, manage your resources, your timber, do everything where you're making the most profit, but also keeping things sustainable. Good Oak Land and Timber wants to help you do exactly that. They've been doing it for a long time. They've got a lot of experience. They're trustworthy people, Mississippi State people. They're experts in their field. Make them experts in your field with a quick phone call. 601-442-9888. Or you can visit them online at g-hope.com. You'll find out why Good Oak Land and Timber is locally trusted and landowner approved. All right, so here's what we're going to do. Next week, we start our SEC previews. We'll be going team by team over a 16-week period, as we do it every year. We go alphabetically, but we do save Ole Miss for the second to last week, and we do Mississippi State last. Of course, you know, I always think it's funny we do Mississippi State last, but I've always got the media poll done before then, so everybody knows my prediction. Anyway, regardless. But that's not what we're going to do here. Those previews, we get the schedule out, we go through them game by game, we discuss a little more in depth. I wanted to do, we were talking the other day about this book that he and I have both read called Blink by a guy named Malcolm Gladwell, who's kind of a modern day philosopher.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I would describe him. He's an Aristotle type, really smart guy. And in the book, the crux of the book is in any given situation, your gut instinct is usually the correct one. So whatever you think, the first thing that comes to mind, go with that. 99% of the time. So that's what we're going to do right here. I'm just going to say the team. We're going to go through all 16. We'll do State and Ole Miss last. And I just want your first thought. And if we want to come back to something, if something catches you off guard, if I say something, you're like, oh, really? We can go a little deeper on that. Yeah, we'll talk about it. So here we go. Let's start. Alabama. I see you're doing it. You're thinking already.
10-2.
9-3. And I think DeBoer gets fired.
Wow.
Yeah, I think they'll miss the playoff at 9-3.
Okay.
That's where I am. I thought they were going to, and I'll be honest with you, that was my prediction last year, too. I was close to it, though. I got close.
Yeah. He was talking to people.
I mean, well, never mind that. Like, they were almost 9-3.
Yeah.
I mean, they were close. All right, so the next one will be Arkansas.
4-8.
One of their non-conference games is Utah. They're at Utah. So I'm doing that. I'm overthinking it. I'm going to say 3-9. I'll say 3-9. That means they got to win two SEC games, though, or at least one. I don't know. I don't know if they'll do it. Auburn.
7-5.
6-6. All right. Next one would be Florida.
Ooh, John Summerall. Mm-hmm. Ooh. 6-6.
I'm going big improvement.
Oh.
9-3.
All right.
They're going to be good. I'm a Summerall believer. I believe in that guy.
Okay. I am too, but.
Georgia.
Ooh. 11-1.
Yeah, it feels right. Like, I don't know where the one is, but they'll drop one.
Yeah.
All right. Kentucky.
3-9.
Okay. That's another one we're going to disagree on. I got big improvement. See, this is one of those things, though. As we're doing this, there's no way our numbers will add up. Like, you know, at the end of the day, it has to be 500, right?
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't have to be 500 because there's non-conference games, but
the nine SEC games
throws everything.
Yeah.
I think Kentucky's better this year. I like Will Stein. I think he's an interesting young coach. The quarterback transfer from Notre Dame is, I think they got some talent. I'm gonna say 6-6.
Okay.
I think they're back in the bowl game. All right. LSU.
9-3.
9-3. I just don't believe in Leavitt.
No, I don't either.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen him play. Missouri.
5-7.
See, I got to know about Hardy.
Like, he's going to play.
If he's good the whole season, I think there'll be an 8-win team, 8-4.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that program has kind of become consistent.
Yeah.
So I'll say 8-4. All right. Just trying to save the math here. Or near the Oklahoma.
9-3.
See, last year I was way down on Oklahoma. And they
fooled me. Their defense is going to be really good again.
Yeah, their defense is really good. It's just as if, is Mateer, do I get first half of the season Mateer?
First half, if they get anything close to first half.
They're good.
Yeah.
I'll say 9-3. They'll be on the playoff bubble. Next one would be South Carolina.
Beamer's getting fired.
Yeah.
I'm going either 4-8 or 5-7.
4-8. Texas, you're not down. You're down on Texas. I remember we had this discussion the other day.
10-2 or 9-3.
10-2.
I'll go 10-2.
10-2 in the playoff.
Yes.
All right. Texas A&M.
9-3.
I think we're back to Texas 8-4.
Really?
Yeah. I think they'll find
They
a
were
way to.
good last year, though,
They
until the very
were.
end.
They were, but I just don't like Marcell Reed. But they got a lot of talent.
They
They
do.
got a lot of talent.
Elko's done a good job.
And then Vanderbilt.
Oh, 3-9.
All the way regression.
Oh, yeah.
The quarterback is interesting because they're bringing in like the top rated high school kid in the country. Is he going to be able to step in? I don't know. Let's just say a step.
Nine SEC games.
Let's just say 5-7.
You got
This
some
is
faith in them.
a little bit. I was wrong last year. I thought they would regress last year. I was like, Bobby is a fluke. It's not going to happen again. I was wrong. All right, Ole Miss.
You forgot Tennessee.
No, and did I? All
Yeah.
right, Tennessee. I'm sorry.
I don't even know who their quarterback is this year.
And they're
Angel's
gonna.
good though.
It's going to be a freshman, according to our Tennessee guy, Bent
Eight
McKee.
and four.
Yeah, 8-4 feels right. Which will be he'll be under some heat at 8-4, I think,
Yeah.
because they just have unrealistic expectations. All right, Ole Miss.
10-2.
I'm going to say 9-3. I think Golding blows a game he shouldn't and keeps him out of the playoff. But they're still super talented. Next year, if you said, Brian, what's your without knowing anything, because I don't know. You can't know what their roster looks like in 2027. I don't know what their schedule looks like in 2027. But next year, they're like a 7-5 team. Without Chambliss, without Lacey, all those guys go.
It'll be tough when they
It
leave
drops. They'll
for
drop
sure.
down. But they have
Yeah.
too much talent this year to have a big drop. But they will miss the playoff. Mississippi State.
This one's important for everyone listening.
Well, yeah, it's the one.
7-5.
Okay, you're ahead of me. I had 5-7 when we did this a while back. I think I've Lebby's constant talking up of the offensive line and knowing that he doesn't normally lie about that stuff has me saying 6-6. Now, is that good enough to keep your job? That's a question Zach Selman's going to have to answer.
Well, that
Brian.
means he would have. I mean, do we really think they're going to sweep non-conference? At Minnesota's tough.
It's either
The other
you're
two,
either
yeah.
3-6 in conference. I would say this though, if you can't win at Minnesota, are you going to win three SEC games?
No.
So you got to beat Minnesota.
That I remember we talked about a few weeks ago where we were talking about how the first month of the season is very important.
Huge.
I mean, that'll decide the rest of it right there.
If
6-6 or 7-5 feels right because they would have gone similar to that last year if they just won the easy games that they were in control
they
of.
could have, even if they just won one of them,
Yeah.
they'd have been 6-6.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to say 6-6. Is that enough to keep his job? I think someone would keep him. I wouldn't. That's me. At 6-6, I would not.
Harsh Brian over
How's
here.
that being harsh? At that point,
I'm just messing with you.
I'm just saying, like, at that point, his record as a coach is 13-24.
Yeah. And how many power wins would he have? Because that thing
He'd
in
have at least four in this
well,
season.
so he'd be up to 6 in 3 years.
Yeah. I mean, that's not getting it done.
Yeah, true.
I think he'd keep his job, but I wouldn't keep his job. That's just me. What's the best case scenario for State? Again, just gut it out. Don't think too hard.
8-4.
I think the best case is 9-3. That's Kamario Taylor is actually elite and the O-line is good enough and Arnett elevates your
I think the
defense
defense is going to be
and
the biggest thing.
you just lose to Texas. You lose to Texas, you probably lose at LSU, and then you split Oklahoma, Alabama. And that's crazy to say out loud, but we're saying best case scenario would be 9-3. You win all three non-conference, you beat South Carolina, Missouri, we'll just say Alabama just for grins and giggles. You beat Auburn, Vanderbilt, and Ole Miss. That's your best case.
Yeah.
That's Kamario Taylor is the next.
Cam
He's
Newton.
the first pick of the 2027 draft,
Yeah.
kind of stuff.
What would be your floor?
Oh, your floor is 3-9. No, your floor is 2-10.
Yeah, because that means
Your floor is 2-10.
lose Minnesota, go winless in the
Yes,
SEC.
that's the floor. The floor there's a
Wow.
big gap between the floor. The floor is low, and the ceiling is 9-3. I mean, you're probably not in the playoff discussion because you're 8-3 going into the Egg Bowl, but. Everybody's looking at you at that point and saying, next year with Kamario back, they may be a preseason top 10 team. But the floor is 2-10 and Levy gets fired like in early October because he's sitting at 1-5, something like that. So, because I mean, right now we're saying,
I don't want to cover one of those.
2-10 is you're beating ULM week one, and then you're beating Tennessee Tech the week before the Egg Bowl.
And that's it.
That's it. That's the floor. The ceiling can be high, though. But here's the other side. And this is why if you want me to give you some optimism, I will for Mississippi State. The three things I listed are not unbelievable, right? Taylor being an elite quarterback, that can happen.
Absolutely.
The offensive line being good enough. I didn't say good, just good enough.
Just good enough.
That can happen. Arnett elevating the defense. That will happen. I feel very confident in that.
Yeah.
So if those three things happen, you've got a good team. What's the floor for Ole Miss? Because I think our prediction was their ceiling.
8-4.
Their ceiling, I disagree with you on that. Their floor is like 7-5 or maybe worse. Their floor is,
they got one of the best quarterbacks and running backs in the country.
You're not wrong. But the floor is they struggle with Louisville. They could drop that game.
Yeah, no, that
and now you've already got a loss on the schedule, right?
So you've got that.
And then LSU week three comes in, and the emotional tide of that game, and you lose it, and then you're just flat the rest of the way. It would be tough to do with Chambliss and Lacey.
They play a lot of home games, though. They have more home than away, I think, this year.
Well, so does State. Don't they? Yeah. Well, because remember, Louisville's a neutral site game.
Yeah, yeah.
So, State.
They're a much better home team than away, though.
Well, they are. The other thing with Ole Miss that gives you some pause is they have been so good the past 2-3 seasons in close games, and that is something that can turn.
Absolutely.
Like, you can be a team that wins a lot of close games. Chambliss gives them the edge, though. So I think Ole Miss, their floor is there is a 6-6 scenario. There's the other side of this is Golding's just not a good coach. Like, he got them into they were in the playoff, and they won, and they carried that momentum, and that was great, but there's a world where he's just not a good coach, where he's Joe Moorhead. And that
we saw it at Tennessee this year for baseball.
Hmm?
I mean, we see Tennessee.
Tennessee is not as good.
I mean, well, I know, but a lot of people were saying, you know, Ole Miss fans watch Tennessee baseball this year because this is about to be your team next year.
Yeah, I mean, Tennessee has gone from one of the best teams in the country.
Yeah, I mean, they were
a two seed in somebody else's regional right now.
Close to hosting, yeah.
Exactly. So, interesting thoughts. All right, the actual projections start next week with Alabama. All right, tomorrow's show, Brooks Bryan's going to join me after the game to talk about whatever happens in game one between Mississippi State and Texas A&M. We'll have a little football talk as well. I may just do that myself beforehand, or we'll figure something out. So, talk to you guys tomorrow for Carlo. Carlo's traveling this weekend, so safe travels, Carlo, and we'll talk to you again Sunday. I'll see you guys on Friday. For Carlo Barone, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.